Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes. All right, well, it is cold.
Oh, well, yeah, it is.
Is the time for beef stew.
big old bowls.
If we're going to have a big old bowl of beef stew, we must have something to drink with beef stew.
I guess so.
Okay, well, that's up to you.
Thank you, Mr. Peasant Man. yeah, beef stew is just wonderful this time of year, and I'm you know, some of our vegetarian friends out there, you know, it's a great time for vegetable stews as well.
Okay.
But I'm thinking of a beef stew in particular with big chunks of meat, and there's usually a bit of fat in there, and you have wonderful vegetables, a lot of potatoes and some green veg, but most importantly, carrots.
Carrots.
And which contribute an enormous amount to the flavor and a sweetness to it. So the things that a big red should have, one is body, two is good tannins to cut through the fat and protein, and three, some natural fruit sweetness to dance with the carrot sweetness that you're going to have in the stew.
Dancing with carrots.
If you have those things, you got yourself a winner.
Okay.
So let's start with one from Italy. It's Antica Masseria del Ciglio, Primitiva di Maduria. This is Primitiva related to
Zinfandel,
of course. This is a full-bodied red wine with tons of sweet, spicy flavors. It's got very good acidity, moderate tannins. It will just melt the beef in your mouth, you know. Plus, it's got some spiciness to it, which will go with a lot of the seasonings that we use. And we use a lot of herbs when we're cooking a beef stew. You know, herb de Provence is a very common ingredient. So that's really nice when you have a bit of spiciness in the wine to work with that. The one that I just loved and was really surprised was Vina Robles from California, the arborist, a state blend of red wine from Paso Robles. This is only $16. This is an incredibly dense, flavorful red blend with a marvelous dollop of aromatic spiciness to it. So there, it's got a lot going for it right off the bat. The most impressive aspect of the wine is the persistence and length of the flavor. Deep blackberry and cassis flavors dominate the wine. And man, they were intense. So the accompanying fruit sweetness that goes with this goes with those veggies and the carrots.
It sounds like it'd be perfect with beef stew.
It was perfect with beef stew, I got to admit. So all this for $16, I think it's just a great value. A great wine for the cold days of winter. And finally, from Argentina comes Bodega Sotano Malbec. $15, another very good value. And I don't know if you've noticed that or not, but I've noticed that a lot of the Malbecs I've had in the last year or so, maybe two, have been much more refined, more milder, gentler, not having a lot of the rustic.
They're not as big and blousy as
No,
they
they're
used to
not.
Be.
You know, it's not uncommon to find a medium-bodied, well-behaved Malbec that doesn't have the sharp elbows. And that's pretty much what I'm talking about here. It's a very nice Malbec with a velvety texture, with vibrant fruit and a spicy nose. The principal flavor here is super ripe red plums.
Okay.
So just a juicy wine. I can feel it just dripping down my chin. there's side notes of raspberry toffee and a touch of sassafras, for lack of a better word.
Really?
Slightly like root beer. Pretty intriguing. Like I say, it's medium to full-bodied. It's a very graceful and very approachable wine. And with beef stew, it'll just cut right through all that stuff and give you a really good match. So what we're going to do is we're going to put all of these on the website at wypr.org. And people can go there and look under programs and features. Scroll down to Cellar Notes. Click on that. The program will come up. And you click on the program that you just listened to. It's great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.